The Beginnings of Democracy. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Defining Democracy. Democracy is a system of government. It involves members of a community having a say in the way they are governed. However, the amount of involvement people can have in the way they are governed differs a lot. A true democracy would give every person in a community the right to vote on every issue. This form of democracy would be difficult in practice because it would take too long for decisions to be made. It would only work well in a small community. Today, a democracy usually involves people voting for others to represent them. The representatives then make decisions on behalf of the community instead of every member of a community voting on every issue. This form of government is called a representative democracy. Countries with a representative democracy include Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada, United Kingdom. Chapter 2. The Ancient Greeks. The word democracy comes from the Greek language. It is believed that the ancient Greeks were the first people to form democratic societies about 2,600 years ago. The word democracy comes from the Greek words demos, which means the people, and kritian, which means to rule. So the word democracy means rule by the people. In ancient Greece, most states and communities were led by a single person or a small group of people. These people made all the decisions that affected the community. But the Greeks decided this system was unfair, so they thought up fairer ways for decisions to be made. The ancient Greeks came up with a system of government where the country was split into small states. All the male citizens in the states voted on important issues. The Greeks then elected representatives from these states who formed a government. The role of the representatives was to ensure that the decisions made by the citizens were carried out. The representatives could not make their own laws. This democratic system worked well in ancient Greece for two main reasons. First, ancient Greece was quite small. The ancient Greeks were able to create small states with no more than 10,000 people in them. This made democratic decision-making possible. Second, this system of democracy worked well in ancient Greece because the Greeks limited the type of people who could vote. Women weren't allowed to have a say in decision-making. Slaves weren't allowed to have a say in decision-making either. Only male citizens were allowed to make the decisions. Most of the decisions they made favoured the male citizens making them. It would have been harder to make decisions if everyone in the community had a say. Chapter 3. The Ancient Romans. The ancient Romans took some aspects of Greek democracy and formed their own democratic systems. Ancient Roman democracy was closer to modern representative democracy than the ancient Greek version. Instead of giving men the right to vote on individual issues, the Roman system allowed men to elect other men to represent them in a government. The elected representatives then made the decisions. Like the Greek form of democracy, the Roman version only involved men. In addition, wealthy men had more representatives in government than poor men. So most of the decisions made in ancient Rome favoured wealthy men. Chapter 4. The Spread of Democracy. When the Roman Empire ended, about 1600 years ago, democracy nearly ended as well. Apart from a few small states in Europe, countries around the world were ruled by individuals or small groups. For the next 1200 years, not much changed. But by the 1600s, the people in several European countries started to rise up against their leaders. In 1649, King Charles I of England became the first major ruler in Europe to be overthrown. He was tried for treason, found guilty, and beheaded. The execution of King Charles I led to the formation of an English government based on democratic ideas. Other European countries followed, including France. However, these new democratic nations didn't extend the idea of democracy to the countries they colonized. These colonies had to fight for their own democratic governments. In some cases, they fought until the end of the 20th century.